Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex for Travel Resorts of America. I'm trying to reach Ryan and Sarah Michaels.
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Hi, so I'm calling in regards to the reservations that you have that were made
Okay.
on. I'm sorry?
Oh, I said okay.
Yes, so you have three open reservations, and per your membership, you are only permitted two. So one of the reservations will have to be canceled.
Okay. So why is that? I mean, it's a three generation deal.
Correct.
And so there's my wife and I, and then we have five kids.
Right. And you have three open reservations, but you're only allowed two open reservations at a time per your membership.
Okay. So how does it work if we wanted to do a family reunion? Tell half the family to stay home. I mean,
Well, no.
this just makes no sense to me. So now we have to tell our daughter she can't go. So is
Well,
it
who
possible
else?
that I
Well, could you could keep your daughter, but still one of the reservations will have to be canceled. So you would have to make, does your daughter have one of the separate reservations? Who has the other reservation? Because I know you have one reservation for a cabin. It looks like you
Right.
have, because what's gonna happen, you're gonna have to choose, but since it's your daughter, she's actually under the membership. So I would suggest keeping her reservation, but
Okay.
still one of the reservations will have to be canceled out of the three. So you have
Okay,
one.
so next question. I'm sorry if I just interrupted you, but
No problem.
I'm a little upset about this whole thing. When
I
we
completely understand.
purchase this package, it was only members only, and now it's open to the public, and now there's less space for everybody, and we're still having to pay. Even though we're members, we're still having to pay for camping, we're having to pay for cabins. I mean, what was the whole deal with the membership? I mean, it makes no sense to me. If some Joe Blow treat wants to come in, he can. I mean, we paid a lot of money to have this, and we pay a maintenance fee every year.
Yes, sir, I do understand. But that is in the
And
policy and is part of the contract.
yeah, but this is another thing. This is another thing that was in the policy. It was only $327 or something like that, $337, whatever it was, for a membership fee, and now we're paying 400 and some dollars a year for a membership fee. That wasn't in the contract that was going to go up.
Yes, sir. Well, if you would like to discuss your contract and your membership, I can get you over to member services.
No, that's fine. We need to figure this other situation out. So, can we keep the place and I'll pay for it as a non-member or something for the campsite?
Well, no, you would still have, you still are only allowed two reservations.
Okay, but that makes no sense because I could call a friend of mine and say, "Hey, call this place because it's open to the public. Call and get a campsite."
Okay, so again, I can get you over to member services so they can further discuss that with you if you would like. For just
Yeah,
information,
that'd
you're
be
at
great.
this line, sir.
Yep, that'd be great.
Alrighty, please hold for transfer. One moment, please.
Telling you that I can't have. Yeah. Because one's under, I don't know, who are they under?